Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you today as the PGA Tour moves from Austin Country Club and a great, great finish to the Dell Match Play Championship. Congratulations to Billy Horschel for playing extremely well and overcoming the home course advantage for Scotty Scheffler and winning in Austin, and a big payday and everything else that went Billy Horschel's way. They move just a little bit south of Austin to San Antonio. So this week on the PGA Tour, the Valero Texas Open at the TPC San Antonio. We'll see a pretty good field of golfers in that as well, and the guys all getting ready for a big week. We've got coming up a little bit later on the show, Jay Walkinshaw. He's the general manager of Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio. And, of course, that will be the site of the upcoming Senior Players Championship later this summer. So we'll talk to Jay about one of the classic golf courses in the country, and certainly one of the great facilities. They've got three different golf courses there and all kinds of phenomenal facilities there that Frank can speak of at Firestone Country Club. Speaking of Frank, he joins us in the Nashville studios. Have you dried out yet in Nashville, Frank?
No, we're still at flood stage in Nashville.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah, cart path only. That just tells you there's been too much rain. Yeah, it's still soggy here. Expecting rain tomorrow again. So,
wow.
It's I'm starting to
clouds
mold.
Are just hanging there then, I guess. Or
no,
not.
It's,
usually
no, it's
on,
gorgeous.
But they're just not moving?
No, yeah. No, 78 degrees today. Not a cloud in the sky, but it's going to start clouding up in the afternoon and then rain. So
Wow.
So, yeah. I thought you meant if
any
I drive. Are you
at your house, or are you okay?
I'm good. We're good here. Yeah, we're on high ground. Okay. But a lot of areas in Nashville are flooded. But I thought you were going to ask when you said if I dried out yet in regard to Firestone Country Club when I was up there this past this few months ago.
Yeah,
what a fun time that was.
In the fall, right? You went there and played, what did you play, two or three rounds there?
You played all three courses. Yeah.
With
Jay, the first, I played with Jay every day, as a matter of fact, and with Tommy Moore, who's their director of golf operations also. Both those guys, and we'll talk to Jay about it, but both those guys are sticks. They're really, really, really good players. And Firestone is really, really, really hard.
Didn't he give you some golf tips, too, as well?
Quit.
Was he helping you a little bit?
Quit.
No, I'm saying, didn't he? I thought
he did. No, Tom Moore. Did Jay. They both did. Yeah, absolutely. And I was really off my game that week. I mean, really playing, swinging bad. So they gave me some tips, and it helped. And that's a great place. Got to play the new PXGs while I was there, too. Brand new, just came out. They were pretty sweet.
And they were suggesting maybe you should invest $17,000 for a set of them, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Well, let me think about it.
PXG, if you're listening, if you sponsor the damn show, we might play your sticks. So there. I mean, Titleist has been good to us. Tour Edge has been good to us and others.
Right.
So right now I'm stuck with Titleist.
Nobody makes clubs like us, period.
Yeah, I kind of get beaten down by the commercials, I'll be honest with you.
Well,
they don't sponsor us, so I can say that.
He's a jarhead, man. He's a former Marine. Come on.
It's kind of like, buy our clubs or I'll come and bite your head off.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah, really. So speaking of PXG clubs, Billy Horschel, congratulations, Billy Ho Golf. He left PXG. And if you noticed on his bag, as well as Scotty Scheffler's bag, there was no equipment sponsor
logos
on the sides.
Yeah.
Just the Fairmont on Billy's bag, and I can't remember what was on Scotty's, just on the front. Of course, the predominant thing on Billy's bag is always the gator, of course.
Yeah.
Remember when he won in Eastlake and did the gator chomp?
Did the gator chop.
And people booed him.
In Georgia?
In Georgia.
Yeah, in Georgia.
Smart,
not
Billy.
Well received there. Right? Yeah.
Smart, Billy.
But that's fun about it, too. It kind of made it fun. It was.
It did.
Yeah, and as I said before, or at the Open there, that taking on Scotty Scheffler, of course, is a UT graduate and playing down there in Austin. So Scotty had the home course advantage, but didn't pan out. And I'll tell you what, the other part of that for Billy Horschel, I guess it shows that sportsmanship pays off, because he was getting quite a bit of criticism, or certainly kind of a side-eye look, about all the putts he was giving during that whole tournament, right? Match play.
Yes.
And you can give guys putts. And it wasn't Scheffler. I think it was a match before Scheffler. He gave somebody like an automatic two putt. Guy had like, 25 foot putt, and he said, it's good.
Like, okay, yeah. I'll take. And so it was like, you know, the announcers were kind of going, man, I would not be giving the putts. He's didn't hurt him, did it?
No, I mean, it didn't. He played well.
He let guys I'm pick
happy.
Up balls that, yeah, I mean,
happy
I remember
for Billy
on one Azinger. Azinger even said, you know, he goes, I would never have given it because it was a kind of a short putt, but it's tricky, right? It's going to have like, it was a cup outside, even if it's only 2 foot putt. He goes, oh, yeah. Those are not. And he gave it to him. So, and again, it didn't hurt him. So maybe. And that, actually, the interesting thing, too, about Horschel is that he admitted, or afterwards, he talked about the fact that he's kind of chilling a little bit more. He's got his family, and he, for the first time, I think he said, first time ever, his family went on a vacation back in the fall. And he didn't take his clubs.
Didn't take his clubs.
He had a great time. And he just, and the family and everybody had a great, and he said, I think I learned something there, you know, that I don't need to be golf, golf, golf all the time. And it sure looks like, you know, it's working for him because he picked up a nice little check and all the FedEx Cup points and everything else with the WGC win. So maybe that's one of the keys, you know, is to kind of say, I can just chill a little bit and not have to be so focused because he was always intense, right? Even the Gator Chop thing was. Something he just has to. He was like always on, you know, on 11 on the scale of 10. You know,
yeah.
On the sound meter goes up to 10. Well, wouldn't 11 be better? He was always there, right? And now he's kind of dialed it back a little bit. So anyway, good for him. I don't think he's in the field coming up at the Valero Texas Open. Although a lot of the Texas boys have moved down the
yes.
The Hill Country a little bit there, and so Jordan Spieth will be playing. Scottie Scheffler
Kuchar.
Went down there.
Kuchar's
they also got Cooch, who mm-hmm. almost pulled it off in Austin, played very, very well. So Ryan Palmer, your man Ryan, is playing.
RP, love RP. What a cool guy.
At Valero, yeah.
Yep.
So good field there, and they're all, of course, warming up and getting ready for the following week.
What's
which
the
I think
next
is a pretty
week?
Big
is
tournament.
Big tournament?
I'd have to look at it and see.
U.S. Open? What is it?
I don't know. Something. There's some tournament going on in Georgia that I think is a brand new tournament.
That's the morning.
I think they're just trying to start it.
Yeah.
By the way, Ricky Fowler has to win, Frank.
Yes,
Ricky has to win in San Antonio to make it to the Masters.
That's not happening.
That's one of those things that people don't realize that you don't automatically go. Everybody kind of thinks, well, everybody, all the big name guys are always going to be at the Masters. No, Ricky could miss. I think it's the first in.
It's an invitational. They could just say, "Hey,
go.
Ricky, come on," but they won't. That won't happen. They have their. They have their. Even though it's an invitational, they do have their parameters set such that you have to accomplish.
Got to be top 50 in the world. Yep. You have to have previous wins. You have to have all these other things. Had won on the tour in the past year. All those things. Or what gets you in, and not your striking good looks. So,
and
Ricky
will,
may
Faldo
not,
will
be making it.
Faldo will stop making jokes about him doing commercials because guess what? Ricky's made a lot of commercials and a lot of money doing commercials. So I mean,
without as many wins as you might.
Exactly.
Think.
Yeah. They're saying they're attributing Anna Kournikova-ishness to him. And I don't like that at all.
Well, that he's a marketable guy.
Yes, he is.
Even if it's not on the course, right? Even if it's not on the course, people may relate to him or like him or think he's got personality and a cool look and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Well, look at all the actors who've done nothing except just blow off at the mouth and how famous they are. Come on. And we know a couple, and we won't go there with that. But
they haven't won anything. Yeah, what about that?
They've not won a tournament, and they're not playing in Augusta either. So there.
Hey, we got Jay Walkinshaw, who's the general manager, and you talked about him. Played with him at Firestone a few months back, and along with the head pro and everybody, and he's going to join us to tell us what's coming up. It's a Club Corp facility, Firestone is, and
of course,
we love Club Corp, a great sponsor of ours, and you and I are both members of Club Corp courses in Dallas and in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Check out Club Corp. Go to clubcorp.com if you want to know more about Firestone or any course. They're all over the country, and it's a great, great corporation because it gives you the advantage of being a member at a club in your local town, but also privileges at all these other courses, including Firestone, all over the place.
Yeah.
So why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to Jay about what's going on at Firestone. Of course, he has the Senior Players Championship coming up a little bit later this summer in a couple of months. He'll talk about that and what's happening with the golf course as well. So you're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank and I will be back right after this. Hey, welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett with you as we were talking earlier about the PGA Tour starting this week's event, the Valero Texas Open, and they'll be taking that
tournament down in San Antonio, moving down from Austin. And again, congratulations to Billy Horschel for winning the WGC Dell Match Play event, and in fine fashion too. Looked really good doing it. Hit a couple of notable shots that, well, let's just call them what they are. They were shanks, and he owned up to them, and it it kind of warmed my heart, because we all know the amateurs in us. Those shots come out of nowhere, and it's nice to see the pros pull those off once in a while. And Frank doesn't know what that's like, but Frank does know it's like to play one of the most classic courses in the entire country, and that, of course, is Firestone. And as we said before the break, join us now. We're very happy to have Jay Walkinshaw. He is the general manager at Firestone Country Club, and he joined us now from Akron, Ohio. Jay, how you doing today? Thanks for being with us.
Tim, Frank, great to be with you. And it's a beautiful day in Akron today. About 70 degrees, and the grass is turning green. So I'm looking out at the North Course from my office, and it's few golfers out there, but it's a beautiful day, and we're looking forward to a spectacular 2021.
Jay, let me ask you this: you guys are now totally open, is that correct?
We are. Our North and South course is open, okay. And they've been open for about 2 weeks now. And our Fazio course, Frank, as you know, we were doing a little bit of bunker restoration work on it. And that's going to continue for about another 6 weeks into the springtime. And then we'll be fully open with all three golf courses.
Now, the Fazio course is the course that we played the last day, correct?
That is correct.
What a beautiful, the South course, of course, everybody knows all about that South course and how historic it is. But the South course was, tough. But the other courses aren't really easy either, are they? They're challenging.
Yeah, we had this conversation over a dinner and a few other things when you were here visiting us. And, what was really neat was, as you mentioned, was that, out of a lot of the properties that say they have three unique courses, we truly do have three unique courses. The South obviously being, the more famous of the three, hosting is the amount of championship golf that's been on it. The North course is a spectacular Robert Trent Jones Senior course from the mid-60s that, continues to just shine as we do a little bit of work on it and, open up some of the vistas and, change some of the tree patterns and mowing lines and that, but it plays around, a beautiful reservoir and the like. And then the Fazio course, which opened in 2002, is just an absolute gem that plays around the South course and gets up onto the hillside a little bit and, some typical or traditional Fazio greens and the like. So it really does complement the other two courses really well.
Yeah, that course, the vistas were just incredible on that golf course. And I liked kind of the way we did it. We played the South first and ended up on the Fazio course the final day, the third course we played. And I liked that rotation. And we talked about that at dinner that night, among other things.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. The South course is all you want, and if you want it often, you can come and play it and do that. But it's a true championship golf course, and it's going to wear you down a little bit. But the North and the Fazio are just absolutely beautiful tests. I think I score about the same on the South and the North as I do, and then the Fazio is just a treat to play. And not to say it's any easier, it's just different and it's fun.
Yeah, it was a great time, and I can't tell you how much I appreciated your hospitality when I was up there. We had a great time, and Tommy Moore, the director of golf operations, played with us every day too, and it was a blast. You guys have so much to offer for stay and play. It's just unbelievable. Tell us a little bit about what promotions you've got going right now. Do you have any stay and play things happening or what?
Well, we do. Last year, pre-COVID, we'd planned to open up the Firestone properties for stay and play guests on a limited basis. And we've, taken advantage of the off season to do some renovations to our guest rooms, our villas on the golf course. We adjusted to king beds and added some amenities in there. And then we're also doing a little bit of work in the club rooms, which is that unique locker room setting that we have here at Firestone with 29 rooms, in the men's locker room. We're doing a little bit of work up there as well. But we have some great early season promotions that, that are going on. We ask that you call and you know, see what we can put together, because as we were just talking, everybody wants a little bit different rotation and, you know, the ability to build and customize that package. You know, if somebody wants a steady course of three rounds of the South, we're happy to put that together for them. Or if you want to play all three, we're happy to do that as well. So we're here to customize that. We do have, you know, some early season rates, like a lot of properties. We, you know, our prime season is, you know, kicks into gear June through the middle of October. And that's when, you know, we really get busy, but, you know, we do have some early season rates and the like, and, you know, if you want to give us a call, we're happy to assist you.
We're joined by Jay Walkinshaw. He's the general manager at Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, and part of the Club Corp family as well, Jay, which is really, really important to people. Like I said, Frank and I, before we brought you on, are members of Club Corp golf courses in both Nashville and in Dallas. But tell us a little bit about the advantages of being part of Club Corp and for what that means for you guys, but also for the members that are members of Club Corp courses around the country, and how it's kind of one big happy family, if you will.
No, it is a big happy family, and that's one of the beautiful things about Club Corp is the network of clubs that, as you know, you have access to. And you know, we have some unique offerings that go with Club Corp as well for those that are members of the various properties. There's various levels of access that come to Firestone. But this year, for the first time, we're going to offer to Club Corp members a second club membership as well. So that'll be coming out in the near future. So, you know, if you're looking for a dual membership, nice, or want to, you know, visit Firestone a little bit more often than a stay and play or something like that through the Club Corp offerings, we have the ability to, you know, offer memberships as well for the Club Corp family of clubs. And as you know, Firestone is pretty easy to get to from a lot of locations. You know, the Cleveland Airport is an international airport. A lot of direct flights from around the country.
Yeah, it was easy for me, Nashville to Cleveland, and you guys picked us up and brought us down to the club, a pretty drive. And the hospitality there, it was unparalleled anywhere else we have been. You have something coming up, I think, the end of April there. It's the NFL Alumni Association annual tournament.
Yeah, so you know, it's interesting that, yeah, so the NFL draft happens to be in Cleveland this yeah. year as well. And right, yeah. we are hosting the NFL Alumni Golf Tournament here for 2 days, as well as a few draft parties. As you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is right down the road in Canton. And, you know, we've got a kind of a strong relationship with both golf and football. And we have for a long time with everything that goes on in Ohio around football. So, you know, it's a natural for us to get engaged with the NFL and host, you know, one of their premier events that they bring teams on property and happen to qualify for some of their national events as well. So it's a unique event that's coming up. It happens to be sold out, which is good for the event. But, you know, for future years, it should bode well for those that maybe take an interest to kind of follow that.
Sure. You know, Tim has never played Firestone, any of the courses at Firestone, but he has walked the South Course with a headset on PGA Tour radio, yeah. calling play-by-play, and he said, I'm glad I wasn't playing the course that day, or those 4 days, the way it was set up.
16 alone wore me out. Just walking 16. It was like a mile and a half. I never got to the green. It was amazing. It's almost 700 yards. Frank, I'm curious how you played 16. Did you get there in two? I'm sure you probably did, right?
Yeah, right. two complete cocktails. I bogeyed 16. Actually, I bogeyed 16. Legit bogeyed.
And proud to say it.
I'm proud to say it.
Proud to say it. Nothing got wet on that one either, so it was safely navigated the whole way.
Well, it wasn't navigated the way it should have been played, but I did get there. So
it's a great golf course. That's the South Course, of course, yeah. course that we're talking about. And Jay, you've got the Senior Players Championship coming up later this summer, like in June, that we'll see some of the best senior players playing on your phenomenal golf course, right? Is that right? Is that June that I'm talking about?
We do. The Bridgestone Senior Players Championship this will be the third year that it's played here at Firestone. And, you know, it's produced some spectacular golf, as you would expect. And, you know, there's a few things that resonate. You know, it was my first one last year as the GM here. And, you know, one of the things I ran into to Jim Furyk in the locker room. So it was kind of interesting to listen to what they had to say about coming back to Firestone. And, you know, it's really neat. The players love it. They absolutely know that Firestone's going to identify the best player that week, and they appreciate that. And they truly engage and enjoy what goes on here in the golf. And they know that the champion's going to be identified based on skill and ability for that week.
Let's get to something extremely important to me. And that was a dessert that is exclusive to Firestone Country Club. Tell us a little bit about that special dessert you gave us.
Of all the amenities, we're going to talk desserts.
You betcha.
We're going to talk dessert. Of course we are. We have a couple of things that we're famous here at Firestone, which is not necessarily just the golf. The dessert is a crunchy cream pie, which is unique to Firestone. It's been around for quite a long time. A number of tour players order it when they come on board or onto property, and a fair amount of them, you know, even Tom Watson, Jack Nicklaus, you know, when they came for Ambassador Golf after they've finished their playing time here, ensured that we had crunchy cream pie available for them as well. It's a must have when you're here, along with the navy bean soup. And then also, if you venture up to the 55th, you got to have a bucket, which is one of our signature cocktails.
Jeez. Yeah, I don't know about the golf, but those things right there are going to get me to come.
Let me tell you, just to walk through that clubhouse, Tim, and Jay can attest to this.
Holy.
Yeah, it's good. But just to walk through that clubhouse and the locker room and just the people that are there, as I told you before Jay came on, even when we called the main number this morning, everybody from the first person you see to the last person you see when you leave is an exemplification of the management style, and I'm not stroking it, it's true, of Jay Walkinshaw, because they're the nicest, friendliest, most accommodating people I think I've ever been around. Seriously, it's just a pleasure to go there, and I was excited because I had never in my life been to Firestone Country Club. Of all the places we've been and done shows, and growing up in golf, never been to Firestone. So if you haven't been, call Jay's team and get up there, because it is a special, special, magical place.
Well, that's much appreciated. And Frank, I hope you're bringing Tim the next time.
Oh, yeah. I'm bringing Shank. Yes. He's coming with me. Yeah.
I'll be there. Yeah. And we'll swing by. We'll pick up LeBron. You know, LeBron James is a hometown right there in Akron.
Okay, so
do you ever see LeBron? Does he ever play Firestone, Jay?
You know, I cannot answer that question, but the next time we talk, I am going to have an answer for you.
There you go.
Okay.
Now, here's the deal. Here, Tom Moore, I'll tell you what, Jay, you and I will play Tim and Tom.
Okay. I like that idea.
I like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing against, sure. Tommy Moore is a player. Now, you can get in his head about putting, but I just want to
play, and we'll put a slice of pie on it. That we'll play on for a slice of pie.
I can't
get that out of my head now. Holy smoke, that sounds good.
No, thanks.
Jay. Early in the morning, we'll be talking
Jay,
about
before
pie.
Before we get out of here, what do you want to leave our listeners with as far as the 30,000-foot view of Firestone Country Club?
You know, I will say this about Firestone Country Club. So, as you know, worldwide, the water tower is recognized by not only golf enthusiasts, but by the general population as well as an iconic golf symbol. The best part about the iconic golf symbol is that it's now accessible to those golf enthusiasts that are looking to make the trek to Firestone. So if you're looking to plan something or do something in golf this year or in the future years, you need to get Firestone on the list. It's one that can't be missed. If you're heading to Bandon, Sand Valley, or any of those great destinations, Firestone should be right up there with you as well. Not only from the great championship golf, but from, you know, our good old-fashioned Ohio Midwestern hospitality.
Well said.
Sounds perfect, Jay. It sounds perfect. And maybe this summer, Frank and I will figure out a part of our schedule we can get up there and play, because I'm really looking forward to it. I've seen it again, but heard great things about actually playing it, and can't wait till we can get there. Jay, we appreciate all your time and all the great people there at Firestone, and keep it up. And hopefully, Frank and I will see you there pretty soon, okay?
Thanks. We look forward to having you back.
Thanks, Jay. Say hello to everyone for us.
Thank you, Jay.
I will. Thank you.
Take care, buddy. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Jay Walkinshaw. He is the general manager at Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio. And, as he said, one of the great golf destinations that people can check out.
It is.
Almost any time. It is simple to get to. Flying to Cleveland, and from Cleveland, it's about a 45-minute drive or so to Akron. Not too far.
It's not bad. They'll pick you up if you fly in. Just set it up, and they'll send a limo for you. So.
Yeah, and just phenomenal, phenomenal shape that golf course is always in. So, hey, Frank, before we say goodbye to everybody, I want to remind everybody, too, to check out DraftKings, right?
Absolutely.
We got Final Four being pared down. We're almost there to the Final Four for both the men and the women. Some big games over the weekend. But college basketball in March Madness, just one of the things that you can do when you go to DraftKings and put some wagers on it. It makes it a lot of fun to watch these games or golf or anything else when you got DraftKings involved.
Yeah, it really does. Plus, I have to tell you, baseball's back. Don't forget about baseball.
And they've got
millions of dollars throughout each week. So you can play fantasy baseball on DraftKings, which you should. It's worth millions of bucks in total prizes, up for grabs every week.
And how do you do that, Frank? What do you have to do? Is there something I should do to find DraftKings?
Well, here's the deal. Download the DraftKings app and use promo code GOLFTALK, okay? Promo code GOLFTALK to get a free shot at a share of the millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. That's promo code GOLFTALK to get a free shot at a share of millions of dollars with your first deposit only at DraftKings. Nice. And they pay promptly, too. So there.
It's a minimum $5 deposit. So it's not like something you have to really dive deep into. If you're going, I want to try it out a little bit, that's fine. You don't have to, bet the house mortgage on it or anything.
Right.
You can check it out. But it is so much fun, and you can play with your friends and your buddies. It's very, very secure, which is good to know, right? You're doing things online, and we all know that makes some people a little bit nervous. It's all very, very secure. DraftKings makes sure of that. And there are NFL teams, NBA, everybody's into DraftKings now, so it's becoming very, very standardized, if you will, across all different kinds of professional sports leagues, and it's part of what it is. I mean, there's a lot of people that love their wagering, and you don't have to go to Vegas, you don't have to do all the things. Go to French Lick, certainly you can if you're nearby and you want to do that. But if you want to just do it from the comfort of your homes, DraftKings is perfect for you. Again, download their app, DraftKings app, and you can do all the different sports you want right there.
And use the promo code GOLFTALK. Use the promo code GOLFTALK for us, and that'll validate that we're doing our job.
And you get a little perk for it. You get a little perk. Everybody wins.
Yes, you do. Hey, Jay was great. Thanks to Jay Walkinshaw and the entire team. We'll get Tommy Moore on, too. Tommy is a lot of fun. A lot of fun to play golf with, and we got to go to Firestone. It has a
invited us. I heard him right there. He invited us to come.
He did. Yeah,
so
he did.
We can do that.
He did. And Jay's got deep pockets.
Throw his name out there.
Deep pockets. So
he's the big dog.
He went right to the top.
We got Jay. Yeah,
he is the
name
boss.
We'll throw out there and say,
And you know what?
Bucket of balls. Jay said I could.
Another place you've never played. French Lick. You've never played French Lick.
French Lick, haven't been there.
Haven't played
this summer, aren't
we? So it has a Pete Dye course.
You know, so Ohio and Indiana right next to each other. It might be a doubleheader.
Wow.
Squeeze them both in.
Check out the big brain on Tim.
Look at Tim knowing his geography. Look at Tim knowing his geometry.
Name that movie. Check out the big brain
right
on Brad.
Next to each other. They are right there near each other.
Donald Ross course, a Pete Dye course, and a Tom Bendelow course. That's a pretty special place, too, that Pete Dye course. And you need to play it from the tips, folks, when you go. It's 8102.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't need to play Firestone from the tips either.
No, you don't. Neither one of those places. Play them.
Name is Scotty Scheffler. Why would you want to?
Well, or Max Homa. Max, pretty good player.
I mean, too many smokes. Well, I'm just saying, if you're a pro, 7,400 yards from Firestone. I'm not kidding you. Some of those holes, including 16, and it's a bit downhill. You get a little advantage with the roll, but 675 yards?
I didn't play it from those tees, though, okay?
Driver, 3-wood, 6-iron, maybe.
4-jam.
All right, everybody, we are done. The music tells us we're out of time. Thanks so much for listening to us. We really appreciate you guys listening to us. Be sure to keep up with us every day and listen to us. Check out the podcast, Golf Talk America, and check out Golf Corp. Know all about it now, but check them out at golfcorp.com.
Thank you to Jay Walkinshaw, General Manager at Firestone Country Club. And for Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. We appreciate it. And remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.